Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We want to welcome you to Stocking Stuffers Part 1. This is Robert Acosta speaking, and the date is Monday, November 3, 2014. And we at Accessible World want to wish all of you a very happy and joyous holiday season. And we're very proud of our vendors. This is for them, and they're going to tell us what they're selling that we might like. Dear friends and supporting vendors, each year we present our Stocking Stuffers program in an attempt to provide our audience with a variety of choices of gifts for the holiday season. We also present Stocking Stuffers in order to thank our vendors who sell us their products and to give them an opportunity to discuss and demonstrate them. We shall always have questions from our wonderful audience. We welcome tonight as our first speaker, someone asked the other just today, will we hear from C. Crane? It wouldn't be the same without Bob Crane and his wonderful company. We welcome at this time the C. Crane Company back again for another year, and we welcome Jessica Martinez, who will discuss the latest products and answer questions from the audience. And Jessica is the manager of advertisement with C. Crane now, and we're very proud of her. We've known Jessica for a couple of years. The phone number for C. Crane is 800-522-8863. A website, www.ccrane.com. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my great privilege and honor at this time to welcome our good friend, Jessica Martinez of C. Crane. Jessica, in this instance, the telephone is yours.
Hi, Robert. Thank you so much for having me on. Thank you. I appreciate it so much. This year has been a very exciting year, so I'm glad to be on. Thank you. So this year, we do have a few new items. The newest item, I would say, that would be perfect for a stocking stuffer item would be the new CC Pocket Radio. Now, I know we had that last year, but there have been some improvements. So the CC Pocket, every shipment, there are new improvements or little tweaks or twerks that we figure out to make the radio better. For example, new processor boards or a new chip to make it a stronger radio for reception. So that CC Pocket makes a great radio. It's nice and small, has a belt clip, comes with some really excellent earbuds. They're the CC earbuds, to be exact. And that one is a stellar price. It's $64.95. It's about the size of a deck of cards, and it's got your five memory presets on the face of the radio. So that radio is just, it's a dynamite item. And that one is AM, FM with weather, and it also has a weather alert band. So that one I would highly suggest as a great stocking stuffer. And that one takes two AA batteries. The next item that I think is also a great item that will be available by Christmas is the new CC Skywave. And it's a CC Skywave because it gets AM, FM, weather, alert, and aviation. So this is something new. Aviation, you don't really see that on a lot of radios these days. It's a really small pocket-sized radio, but that aviation band is going to be basically local aircraft. So whatever in your area, if you've got a local helicopter landing strip, you have an airport in your local area, you're going to hear what's going on. Maybe you are at an airport yourself and you're wondering why the flight's delayed. So that's going to be a band that helps that information and gives you, you know, the information you need. That one is also, like I said before, AM, FM, has weather, and it's also got the short wave band, so that's great as well. It's going to come with a pair of the CC Buds, like the CC Pocket. That one is $89.95, so it's a little bit more on the pricey side, but you get a lot for what you pay for, that's for sure. I would say that Mr. Crane really put a lot of thought into this new radio, and we're really, really excited about it. So that one's called the CC Skywave, and that one takes two AA batteries. So that'll be available by Christmas time. I would say that another great item, which would be a little bit larger, I would say, for the stocking, but I always like to mention it because I think everybody should have one, and that is the CC Solar Observer. Now, I know we've talked about that one in the past, but the CC Solar Observer is a great emergency radio, excellent AM, FM, weather, wind-up. Has the solar panel and a flashlight, so, you know, maybe give it as a gift to a family member, somebody you know that's in some, you know, area with really bad weather. It's a great radio to have, and I feel everybody should have one. And that one is $54.95. Are you still hearing me okay, Robert?
Yes.
Okay.
Fine.
Just want to make sure. Okay. We also have a couple new radios, the CC Wi-Fi 2 internet radio. That one is the newest Wi-Fi radio to our group, and it's a Wi-Fi internet radio that has FM tuning capabilities. And so you're going to get your internet radio stations as well as all your local FM stations as well. That one is going to be a little bit more menu-driven, but it's got a nice full-size remote control and a full-size display screen, and it is very easily accessible. Now, I know that we had a couple questions about that, so I do want to get back to that Wi-Fi radio and being accessible. So that one is, like I say, a brand new radio, very exciting for that radio. It uses TuneIn technology, so if you guys are familiar with TuneIn, it's a great company. They are constantly updating, and they're always adding new stations. They're just a new, fresh company, so TuneIn is really a way to go. We're very excited about that new CC Wi-Fi. It comes in black or a cherry wood finish. Black is $149.95. The cherry wood finish is $179.95. So that one is a really good option. And then, of course, our signature flagship radio is the CC Radio 2E. E standing for enhanced. And the CC Radio 2E is AM, FM, weather alert, and your 2-meter ham band. So that one's going to get you your ham operators in your local area. So it's a great emergency radio. Runs on electricity, takes batteries for portability, and it's our strongest AM FM receiving radio we carry. So if you're looking for a really strong radio, I would highly, highly recommend the CC Radio 2 Enhanced. I know it is a little larger, but it is the best. So that's a great radio, and that one is $169.95. So Those are the great radios we have this season that I would highly recommend. What? Can you hear me okay?
Well, you're coming through just fine.
Okay.
Are you, do you have, is anything more, or are you... Are we ready for questions?
Yeah, I'm absolutely ready for questions. If we're ready for questions, I can dig right in.
Okay, Bob, you want to...
Okay, let me start with a comment, and then I'm sure we're going to have some questions. I purchased the Pocket Radio, and it is neat, and I'm going to tell you why. My hearing is getting less as I get older, and there's so much static with AM. All the radios that I use, the static blares out my USC Trojans, the Lakers, even though we're losing every game. But I still want to hear them, you know, and all that. And I get my earphones on with the Pocket Radio, no static. None. I don't know what they did, but there's noise. What do they call it? Abatement. I recommend it very highly. The external speakers, you know, isn't the greatest, but it's really earphones that you want. The presets are easy. And I thank Bob for making sure he got a radio. You press the button and it beeps. You know it's preset. It's terrific. So I did want to say that I had experience with that. The questions, you pretty much answered them, but the two we have, and let me do them. Susan Lumpkin turned in a question in advance, about the Wi-Fi 2 internet. I bought the original, but I needed sighted people to set it up And yeah, once it got started, it worked, and I learned it, you know, the presets and such. So Jessica, are we still going to, you know, you guys are always honest with us. When I call support, they'll say, is this accessible? They'll say, no, not really, this item or this item. And I appreciate that. My question is with Susan's, and then we'll ask Louise's question and then open it up to the audience. Jessica, will we need a sighted person to load the stations for us and then it could be done as a blind person?
Honestly, yes, you will. You will need somebody to initially help you set it up, and once it's set up, then you're good to go, just as the CC Wi-Fi original model. But, you know, TuneIn is really creative, and they're constantly changing and updating, so you never know. They may come up with something with the app where those prompts actually speak to you, so you never know. I highly recommend to get a campaign going for TuneIn. You just never know. Your voices can be heard. I know that we recommend it all the time, so that's what I can say about that.
Okay, and Louise Payton asks, and you sort of touched on it, are all those radios you listed basically digitally accessible to a blind person? You know, the 2E, all these, some of them, I've had 2C and, oh my God, CC Plus, and they were, to me, they were easy. But would you make a general statement about accessibility of digital radios that you sell, please?
Absolutely. All of them are accessible. The nice thing about the designs of the radio is that Mr. Crane really thinks about it. So each button that has a different feature is going to be a different shape or size or have some kind of bump or marking on it in order for us to know that it does do a different function or feature. So each one of these radios is definitely accessible. The new CC Skywave, I would say, would be the most accessible because it's very easy to access your presets. It's very easy to turn it on and off. It has a dial for tuning and a dial for volume. So it's very accessible. And I'm sure, as you know, the CC Pocket is also very accessible. So it's on point for accessibility, absolutely.
Oh, thank you. Now, you guys have been most patient. Let me ask Ron, who's looking at the screen, if you have questions, generally F8. If you have a microphone, hit the letter Q and enter. If you don't have a microphone, hit F8, write your question. Ron, do we have any questions up there for C. Crane this year?
If those in the room could say your name when you want to ask a question.
Okay, we're doing the phone room first.
Oh, the phone room? Okay. Anyone wanting to ask a question, please say your name so that we can, you know, ask your question. Not hearing anything, I do have a question. In years past, you've had someone, the name that comes to mind is Tim Hendel, who would go through the radio and make a recording and tell us how it all works before we, you know, get in, and so we can have the radio figure it out and have someone explain it as we go. Is there any possibility of that being done this year?
Absolutely, absolutely. As soon as we get the CC Skywave in with a working instruction manual, we are going to be sending that to Tim. So he always does a great job for our audio tutorials. Unfortunately, they have been switched, though, from cassette tapes to CDs.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, you know, we have to move with technology. And then, you know, it's always accessible on our website as well, which is ccrane.com. But absolutely, Tim Hendel is a great friend, and he'll be doing an audio for this one as well.
Fantastic. Okay. Hearing no people asking for the floor in the phone room, I will send it back to the studio.
Okay, thank you, Ruth Ann and Jessica. We are going to have questions in the studio. Tim Hendel himself is blind, is just a master at explaining, and is very honest. He'll tell you that when you need a special workaround on something, but he'll also be straight from the shoulder, and C. Crane always gets a very high mark, and they're not many vendors do that. The blindness vendors do, you know, many of them, but not vendors, you know, who are sighted, who care, like Bob Crane. We appreciate it. Okay, Ron, do you see any questions up there?
Yes, Scott Edwards is waiting the longest.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, this is Scott Edwards. My question is about your one of the latest products. I think you just recently come out with it. Your scanner, your high-end scanner that is simply enter your zip code in, and it scans your based on your zip code, your local area for police, fire, emergency, that sort of thing.
Yes, actually, that was a scanner made by actually Uniden. It was the Uniden Home Patrol, and we carried that scanner. It was a great digital scanner. We actually decided not to carry it this time. It's a little bit more expensive for an everyday, I would say, customer, and it was a lot more for an everyday customer to handle because of, you know, the inputs and entering everything in. And even though there was software, we did have a few customers who were blind who did struggle with it, to be honest. However, Uniden says it can be done, and they do support that product. So if I were to recommend a scanner, that would be it, the Uniden Home Patrol.
Okay, looks like Joni Leonard is next with a question.
Hi, Jessica. I'm wondering if anything has been done to produce a radio as we used to have with TV channels, C-Crane used to sell, and then, of course, with analog going away, couldn't get that anymore. And also, the second part of my question is, do you have a catalog on CD for blind listeners?
Okay, those are great questions. I do every day. I get that same question about the TV audio and radios, and my gosh, if we could get a radio with TV audio, I think that it would service so much of the United States. But unfortunately, we don't have a radio that has the TV audio anymore because obviously radio is still receiving an analog, and that TV sound and that TV audio is in digital format. So unfortunately, we won't be able to receive it. What I've recommended to customers is obviously portable televisions, but I don't think that's really ideal. So no on the TV audio radios, unfortunately. And as for the CD audio catalog, we just put our catalog out in October, and sometimes it does take us about 6 weeks to get the audio catalog complete by one of our sound engineers. So actually one of our engineers right now is working on it, and hopefully he'll be finished this week, and we'll be getting it out with hopefully within the next, I would say, 2 to 3 weeks. So be looking for it within about a month or so at the very latest.
Okay, Hammett Campos is next with a question.
Yes, I was wondering about the SkyWave. That one sounds cooler, but it sounds really cool. Does it also have the weather alert thing like the Pocket does? Because I know you mentioned that they both have a weather channel thing, but then you mentioned some weather alert thing with the Pocket that I'm not sure you mentioned with the SkyWave. I should think it did, but just wanted to make sure. And do any of these radios have built-in speakers in them or no?
Yes, the CC SkyWave does have weather alert as well as the NOAA weather band, so that's a new feature on that radio. And then, yes, most of the radios that I mentioned today are digital. We do have a few analog tuning radios, but most of them have a digital readout. However, the exception to our radios is that they do have a digital tuner as well. So you really do get the best of both worlds. They're an analog radio, but they do have that digital tuning, the digital radio with the analog tuning, excuse me.
Okay, looks like Marcia Moses is next.
Hello, Jessica. Thanks for being with us again this year. I'm wondering if the C-Crane Pocket Radio, when used with earbuds or earphones or whatever, does that have FM stereo? I'm sure it doesn't with the speaker, but with the headphones or earbuds, would it?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It does have a stereo headphone jack, so any stereo headphones you plug in will produce that stereo sound. And it does come, like I say, with some great earbuds, the CC earbuds, in fact, and those retail themselves for about $13. So they're a really high-quality earbud in there, but they do absolutely act as a stereo setup.
Okay, Mitchell is next.
Hi, Jessica. I just logged in here. What is it you guys have on your website to purchase?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that. I understood website. Can you repeat that?
I was wondering the stuff that you guys sell.
Well, Mitchell, you're a little late. She's been going over it, and I suggest you listen to the recording, okay? Next question, Ron.
Okay, that's the last of the questions.
Well, I want to say first, Marcia, it does get, I hear the pocket radio with my Bose, and I'm in heaven hearing music. It really does work for me, and it's got to be pretty good so that I can hear it, and it is really good. It does play stereo. Jessica, we want to thank you on behalf of Accessible World, Stocking Stuffers, Part 1, for being here, and give our best to Bob. He's a wonderful, caring person, as is all your staff. And I want to repeat, support people are absolutely wonderful. If they don't know the answer, they'll get the radio right in front of them and walk you through it. And they won't leave you till you have it. Because there's been times when I've been stuck. I said, oh, I see. That's what it does. And I want to say in conclusion, and then we'll hear from you for the final word. I vividly remember I bought the LED flashlights, a whole bunch of them. And we had an earthquake in California. I think that was it. And the lights went out all over town. Well, a blind person was okay. But I lit flashlights out to my neighbors, and they were in heaven. It lit up the world for them, and they were very happy. So, Jessica, again, thank you, and we'll give you the final word.
Oh, thank you so much, Robert. I really, really appreciate it. Everybody there, I really appreciate it. I hope you guys have a happy holiday season. And please, just like as Robert said, give us a call if you have any questions. Ask for me. You know, I can help you answer anything. And like you said, if we don't know the answer, we will find it out, and we will help you. So give us a call, 800-522-8863. And like I say, everybody have a happy and safe holiday season. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. You guys are absolutely great. Wonderful questions. And each year when we have C-Crane, we do ask for questions in advance. And if you send them in, we'll do our best. Then she can research them for you, and but your questions were great. Ron or Randy, do we see Denise in here yet? Let's see. Denise, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, that's a heck of a way to introduce a speaker, but let me lock this for 1 second. Our next speaker is our great friend, Denise Russell, of Speak to Me catalog, and she will discuss and demonstrate her wonderful products for the holiday season. The phone number to reach Denise and her staff, 800-248-9965. Email is vendor, V-E-N-D-O-R, at speaktomecatalog, catalog.com. Her website is www.speaktomecatalog.com. Ladies and gentlemen, it's really a great honor to present our dear and good friend, Denise Russell of Speak to Me Catalog. Denise, the microphone is yours, and welcome.
Thank you again, Robert, for inviting me. I appreciate you inviting me every year to the Stocking Stuffers. This year, I think I'll do something a little different. I'll maybe tell people about who we are. I assume that when people come to listen to the Stocking Stuffers, they know Speak to Me, but just a few words about us and who we are. I started the business back in 1994. We moved to the state of Washington from California. My husband and I, Seth Russell, started from our home. We're a home-based business. My son was about 3 years old at the time, and I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, so I started a business from my home. I started with about 20 products. a little black and white print catalog and I think it was about a 60-minute cassette. Well, through the years, for the last 20 years, we have built the business, Seth and I. My son Jason, who is now 25 years old, he does the recording of the catalog. He's working now at Nintendo as a game tester, but he still does our catalog on CD. Seth does the internet catalog website. So everything that is there at our website was designed. The shopping basket, everything was done by Seth. We made it very compatible for the visually impaired. I use window eyes, so we started with that. We had people that have JAWS come in and test our website. So we've kind of come through the years. We've now have between 300 to 400 products. You know, we specialize more in the gift giving, not necessarily a lot of specific products for the blind in particular, but more for if a blind person or a sighted person wanted to give a Christmas gift, a birthday gift, I'm thinking of you gift, feel better gift, things like that. So we focus in that area. That is our area of expertise. All right, now just a little bit about ourselves. This year, I think I'll try to show how the Speak to Me products can be incorporated in your daily lives. Because a lot of people think that, well, gifts and novelties, that's not my thing. I don't like teddy bears and things like that. But I just wanted to show that even items that have a novelty flair to them also can be utilized in a practical sense. And, of course, we do have practical items also. So I'm going to come up with a little scenario about two families coming together. The Johnsons will be visiting the Jones this afternoon for dinner. The Johnsons are downstairs in their family room waiting for the Joneses to appear. And as they are waiting, they hear their doorbell. They go to their intercom. We sell an intercom for $89.95. Press a button, ask who's there. They say, we're here, the Joneses. So they answer back and say, we'll be right upstairs to answer the door. So they open the door. They let the Johnsons in. As they come in, Mrs. Johnson's notice our stereo. We sell a all-contained stereo. $239.95. It features a turntable, a cassette player, AM/FM radio, CD player, and CD recorder. This is a standalone unit. You don't need a computer to record from the turntable or the cassette to a blank CD. I have many customers that are not computer whizzes and do not have a computer and want to find a way to take those old LPs and cassettes and get them onto a CD format. This is the unit for you. As Mrs. Jones looks around the room, she sees that Mrs. Johnson has a talking thermostat. She looks at it, the temperature's pretty good. We sell a talking thermostat for $199.95. It will speak the time, the day, the room temperature, and the temperature setting. It works with either a heat pump or a regular gas heating system. Mr. Jones says to Mr. Johnson, well, have a seat, relax, and this is Jones decides that she needs to go into the kitchen and check on the roast that they're having for dinner. She goes into the kitchen. She picks up her talking meat thermometer for $39. It goes up to 570 degrees Fahrenheit. It's good for meats and candy, whatever you need to know the temperature. It will actually give the actual number of the degrees of the food that you're trying to cook. She also notices that her son's favorite hot dog steamer is sitting on the counter. It's a steamer that's in the shape of a little hot dog. You can put about 8 or 9, more like 7 or 8 hot dogs in it, plug it in, turn it on, put the water in there. As soon as the hot dogs are fully steamed, the little hot dog steamer will bark. We sell them for $30.95, along with our egg, Henrietta egg cooker, which is a cooker in the shape of a hen. And when you put these 5 or 6 eggs into the cooker, once the eggs are fully boiled, the hen will make cackling sounds. We also have a talking kitchen scale that goes up to 11 pounds. We sell that for $39.95, handy for Mrs. Jones to weigh her items for their diet. She and her husband are on a diet right now, so that kitchen scale comes in very handy. Mrs. Jones decides that, you know what, I need to check on the children. So she walks down the hall, and she goes into her daughter's Janie's room. There she sees Janie utilizing our Disney library set of 8 books. The set includes not only the 8 books from Disney, but also the reader. So not only can Jane read the book herself, but the reader will also read for her, or she can follow along with the reader. So we have a Disney set of 8 books of the modern Disney movies like
Disney and Mickey Mouse Clubhouse,
Disney Pixar Cars, Disney Pixar Toy Story 3, Disney Pixar The Incredibles, Disney Pixar Monsters Incorporated,
Disney Pixar Up, Disney Pixar WALL-E.
So that is the modern collection for $22.95, or a set of 8 books, Disney books. Again, includes the books plus the reader for $22.95, and that collection contains
Disney Pixar Finding Nemo,
Disney The Lion King,
Disney Aladdin,
Disney Winnie the Pooh, Disney Dumbo,
Disney The Jungle Book,
Disney 101 Dalmatians,
Disney Peter Pan.
Again, those are the 8 books that come in the selection with the reader for $22.95. She also notices that Janie has her paper doll book. She has a book of the Wonderful World of Paper Dolls. We have a book like that for children for $16.95. And the big thing with little girls this year are looms. They use the looms to make bracelets and hair baubles for their hair. And she has her book out and has made herself and her mother various bracelets with the bead loom book for $24.95. On her shelf, she has a couple of interesting stuffed animals. We at Speak to Me very much specialize in talking, walking, moving, singing, laughing stuffed animals. For instance, she has Aunt Paula gave her the camper bear because she went out to camp this year.
And hello, mother. Hello, father. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining. And they'll say we'll have some fun if it's not raining.
So I'll just play a little bit of him, but it's a little camper bear that moves around the table. We sell him for $24.95, and on her birthday, her Aunt Mary gave her a rock and roll lion that sang "Happy Birthday" to her. Happy birthday to her.
Today is your birthday.
Happy birthday, Lion, that she loves to play, even though her birthday is long past. She enjoys listening to that. That is $27.95. Moving along, Mrs. Jones decided to go into her son's room, Jack. When she goes into Jack's room, Jack is smart. He likes to warn when people come into his room. So he uses the soundtrack door chime. So anybody attempting to sneak up on Jack, they're not going to do it because Jack has his Star Trek door chime right there at the door. We sell that for $39.95. It's motion activated. But you also notice that Jack has his headphones on, and he's listening to his his Sony boombox. We have a wonderful product by Sony. It's a boombox. It has a cassette player and recorder, a CD player that also plays not only regular CDs but MP3 CDs, and also has AM/FM tuner. Wonderful sound from this unit, great bass on the unit. She also noticed that Jack had been listening to his behind-the-head sports MP3 player headphones. This is all in one piece. It's a headset that incorporates a slot where you can put an SD card with all of your music. You can play up to a 32 gig card in the unit. It comes with a 4 gig card also. We sell it for only $19.95. The headset does not have any internal memory. The only way to use it is to put in an SD card, and like I said, it takes up to a 32 gig SD card. So moving on, Mrs. Jones decided that she wanted to check on the baby. So she goes into the baby room. It just so happened the baby was running a fever that day. So she said, rather than wake the baby up, let me go ahead and take the baby's temperature. We have what you call a non-contact thermometer, meaning that this thermometer will not only take your body temperature, it will also take the indoor temperature, and it'll also take the surface temperature of anything that you need. So simply press it to your hold it maybe about 4 or 5 inches away from your forehead, press the button, and...
Hello.
Oh, okay, let me try again. It's low. I'm gonna...
The room temperature is 68.9 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's our room temperature. Next should be the surface temperature.
Your surface temperature is 70 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's my desk that I'm pointing to here. I'm going to press the button again. I'm pointing it towards my forehead, not touching it.
Your body temperature is 97.7 degrees Fahrenheit.
And there is your body temperature. Again, you never have to touch the person. So if, especially when you're dealing with children, it's hard to get them to sit there with the thermometer in their mouth. Or if you press something against their forehead, they're not going to sit still. So it's nice to have the non-contact thermometer available for that. She also notices that her little girl has her little stuffed little bears and animals around the room. For instance, she has her first little teddy, Lullaby Teddy. That's the pink one. Little cuddly little teddy, about 6 inches tall for $8.95. Or the little blue one. Again, $8.95. Cute little cuddly little bear. Or her Mother Goose that actually recites nursery rhymes to the children. So she...
Here, sweetheart. I'm going to tell you some of your favorite nursery rhymes. Let's start off with Humpty Dumpty. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall.
She does about 5 different nursery rhymes for the children. We sell her for $29.95. As Mrs. Joan is coming out of the baby's room, our Black Forest cuckoo clock plays on the wall. It is $129.95, a genuine Black Forest cuckoo clock. What it does is the cuckoo will come out and cuckoo the hour. Once it goes in, it plays one of 12 different melodies. Again, we sell that for $129.95. As she's walking down the hall, she hears her husband say, talking about his health. And in regards to his health, he purchased a arm blood pressure from the Speak to Me catalog for $65.95 and has enjoyed that a great deal, along with his talking oximeter that he uses to measure his oxygen in his blood, take his pulse. We sell that for $59.95. He also knows that if he needs to do anything as far as, hopefully not right now, but he can also get a talking glucometer. We sell a glucometer kit for $50.95. That includes the unit itself, the control solution, the lancet device, batteries, and carrying case. However, as they're talking, Mr. Johnson talks about how he is on a diet and he's been enjoying his talking pedometer that he got from Speak to Me catalog for $13.95. When he exercises, he can keep track of the calories and the time that he spent doing his exercise. And he also has our talking jump rope for $12.95. He enjoys doing a lot of exercise and keeping track of his health. The family has dinner. Then they retire down to the family room. In the family room, there's a lot of interesting products from the Speak to Me catalog, from a Mustang wall clock that does 12 different Mustang sounds. We have a motion sensor songbirds. Every time you walk past, they do various different bird sounds. We have a bird plaque, a mother and baby bird plaque that hang on the wall when you walk past. It also does bird sounds. So a variety of decor items that can be used to brighten up the environment and people can enjoy with the various sounds that these products make. So that's my little scenario on the family. Of course, we always have various, let me get a couple things here. For instance, we have our various music boxes that we sell. For instance, our Wizard of Oz music glass music box. When you open the lid, it will play Somewhere Over the Rainbow, which it's not doing right now for some reason or another. I think that what it is not, I don't have enough light in the room here, so it's not playing. But it plays the actual track or the sound clip from the movie with Julie Garland singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow. We also have various novelty items like our yes button.
Well, yes.
Or
give me a Y, give me an E, give me a F.
Yes! Yes.
Yes.
Various ways to say yes. Or our blah button, that is $9.95, or our blah button. Every time I press, it does blah sounds for $8.95, or our no pin. We have a no pin and a no button.
I said no. 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 Yeah, no.
No. No.
ways can you say no, okay, for $6.95, or we have various wallets that play sounds each time you open them. For instance, we have our bird wallet that does 12 different bird sounds every time you open it up. Those are $14.95, a bird wallet. Again, I can't play it because there's not enough light in here to play it, I guess. Not playing. Or our kitten wallet that also, when you open it up, it does various little cat sounds. So, all in all, we have a variety of kitchen health, Christmas, for instance, let's see, one item that I enjoy a great deal that I think is an excellent buy, we have a set of three Christmas soap dispensers. What I like about it, number one, it's a nice generous bottle of soap, lightly fragranted soap. But each time you mash down on the soap dispenser to get the soap, it'll play a Christmas melody. Or plays four different Christmas melodies. So, not a bad buy for $19.95. Three bottles. You can give it to one person or break it up into three separate gifts. So it breaks down to about six something a piece for each person. Put a little gift bag, and there you're all set for Christmas. We also have our singing Elvis bear. That's our Christmas Elfish. He is $27.95. Lots of different Santas and Christmas trees that sing various songs. Various Christmas items. So, I'm sure that between the 300 to 400 products, ranging from as little as $3.95 on up, there's sure to be something there for someone that you may want to give as a gift or for yourself or whatever. So, I will conclude it for now and open up for questions.
Oh, Denise, that was wonderful. I know I'm going to be buying some things. Could you talk a little about your website before we open to questions? I think it's unique.
As I mentioned, the site was produced by Seth, and some of you probably talked to Seth through the years. And it is a website totally accessible for the blind. And we not only have the description of the products up there, but we actually play the products online. My feeling is, since we are Speak to Me and we are basically a catalog of sound-making items, what would it be like if we didn't play them for you? So we try to play them so you hear what they look like. I'm going to tell you something. In the 20 years that I have been in business, I think I've only had two people, believe it or not, that has returned a product because they didn't like the way it sounded or wasn't aware it sounded like that. Most time when we play the product, you know what it is, you know what it sounds like, so you know what you're getting.
Well stated. Okay, my final question to that. Others, well, no, I don't want to say that, but the hot dog maker, even I can do that. Does it bark at the end or anything? How do you know it's done when you make those hot dogs that put the water in, it steams and so forth? That's appealing to me.
Yeah, at the end, when the hot dogs are fully steamed, the dog will bark.
Okay, you're going to get a sale on that one. All right, Ron, if you're up there, we're just on the computer. Nobody's in the phone bridge right now. You know, Ron's got it open there, but we're just computer people right now. And Ron, do we have any people with questions, please?
I see that Joni Leonard has a question.
Hi, Denise. I'm wondering if you have a talking atomic clock that would also have very large, easy-to-read numbers.
Very, very good question. Yes, we do. We have two. We have what I call the original talking atomic clock. It has the British woman's voice on the front of it. It's kind of it's hard to describe the shape of that. It's kind of tall and wide, more like a, I want to say like a pyramid, but not totally. But the numbers on it are very, very, very large on the face of the clock. Like I said, it has a British woman's voice on it, has the date, has an alarm. Everything is audible as far as setting. Runs on two AA batteries. We sell it for $39.95. And then we have her sister. I call her sister. It's another talking atomic clock with very large buttons, but it has the indoor and outdoor temperature, wireless indoor-outdoor temperature. We sell that for $49.95.
Oh, that was good, Joni. Gee, I didn't know about the second one. Okay. And Ron, next question, please.
Okay, I'm not sure, but I think Mitchell has a question.
Hi, Denise. I have a question. Will your talking thermostat work with an air conditioner or heating unit?
Thank you for the question. Yes, it will. It works with air conditioning and heating, and like I mentioned, with gas or even a heat pump. That's the new version of the model 3000, and it will work with literally just about anything.
Okay, Ron, next question, please, if we have any.
Okay, I don't see any more at this point.
Wow, we're wrapping up early. You guys are pros here. You know about this program so well. Okay.
I have a question.
Okay, ask me because you don't have the mic. Go ahead. Ruthann wants to know, Denise, if you have any other clocks besides the cuckoo clocks.
As far as wall clocks, we have the Ford Mustang clock that does 12 different Ford Mustang sounds. We have a bird clock that does 12, the original songbird clock that came back out in 1998, they brought back. It's a 10.5-inch frame instead of a 13-inch frame, green, and it has 12 different songbirds on it. We have a five-season clock, another wall clock. The beauty of that one is you can actually literally open up the face of the clock and actually manipulate the hands on the face of the clock. That clock plays 48 melodies. It plays 12 Christmas, 12 Easter, 12 Fourth of July, 12 Halloween sounds, and or nothing at all. How you change it is there's a little rings that go around the face of the clock. Simply by inserting the holiday ring on the face of the clock, around the face of the clock, it will play one of those 12 melodies that I mentioned. We sell that clock for $25.95. And I have various different table clocks. Like I have a religious alarm clock that plays four different religious sounds for or songs for the alarm. I have a tabletop alarm clock of the Ford Mustang sounds, and there's quite a number of clocks that we sell that have various sounds to them.
Oh, that's neat. I'm getting that one, Ruthann. That Halloween clock or whatever, all those songs. Holiday clock. Okay, any other questions here? We've got a little time, but we don't just want to keep Denise. She's very busy, as you can imagine. Denise, can you answer this question? When do we order for holidays? I mean, what's the latest we can order from you, although I'm calling very soon?
I would say December the 18th is the latest that we would like to definitely ensure that you'll receive the items on time for Christmas.
Okay. Any final questions?
Yes, looks like Bobby Vinton has a question.
Here's my question. Do you have an old-fashioned clock? Well, it's not that old-fashioned, maybe a couple of years old, called the My Caranta Vox Clock. That's what you call it, the My Caranta Vox Clock.
Unfortunately, we do not.
And after the holidays, Denise, we're going to worry about bathroom scales. Could you go over those, please, again? Well, I think I probably bought it from her, but other people might want to hear about it.
I have one that I highly, highly, highly recommend. I don't know about you, but I get tired of those bathroom scales where you have to throw yourself off balance by slapping it with your foot. I mean, to me, that's so unbalancing. I have a scale that came in. It's a glass scale made out of tempered glass, kind of a light blue in color. Runs on 3 AAA batteries, speaks in a woman's voice, speaks in English and Spanish, goes up to 1/10 of a pound, weighs up to 330 pounds. You simply stand on it. That's all you have to do. Walk up to it, put your feet on it, listen to it, step off. Very simple. We sell it for $34.95, and I have been getting wonderful, wonderful responses from people for this scale, and I would highly recommend, if you need a scale, to get that scale.
Okay, Ruth Ann reminds me, we have the one that insults us. Yeah, yeah, that's funny. Okay, I appreciate your explanation there. Okay, I promise now, any final questions, and then we're closing this segment.
Nobody has their hand up currently.
Well, Denise, I'm sure 800-248-9965. I'm sure that people are going to call you. We know you well, and that they're becoming very knowledgeable here, apparently. But the questions were good. They finally had some good ones here, and I appreciate that, you guys. So Denise, we'll give you the final word here, please. And then we are giving a prize in honor of Denise and all of the vendors that has been donated to Helping Hands for the Blind. We're going to give it to someone in this audience, okay? But first, let's have a final word from Denise, please.
I just want to thank you again for inviting me to Stocking Stuffers. I look forward to doing it every year with everyone. And if you have any questions, everybody pretty much knows me personally, so just give me a call. I'm here to answer your questions. If I'm not here, Seth is here. He'll do his best. And you can reach us at 800-248-9965. And thank you again.
And thank you so much, Denise. This was wonderful. And we're going to track down our other speaker, who's probably not in here yet. We moved along very nicely. I loved her scenario with the family. What a brilliant way, an imaginative way to explain everything. You can load your house with Speak to Me products, and people will say, I didn't think you were blind. You just did everything, you know, and so forth. Joan Leonard donated a Narrator digital radio right in the box to Helping Hands for the Blind, and I promised her that I would give to someone in this group. Now, how am I going to do that? Because I like all of you. But I don't have tickets to draw your name. I'm basing it on longevity. Okay, that means, Bobby, another 20 years here. We hope you're, but we know you and love you. But loyalty, that you're there for everybody. And I'm going to pick a couple of names that I have. Then I got to scramble. And if you have one already, I hope you'd be honest enough to say so, because we'd like to give this digital radio to someone who doesn't have it. So if you have 3 or 4 of them already, I hope you'll tell us. And a guy who I think he's still here, I don't think he went to bed yet, although he goes early, a guy that I'm thinking about who never lets us down. He's kind of grumpy. He'll insult you a few times, but he's always there for all of us. And that's John Bolia. John Bolia, are you alive? Are you here?
No.
I heard a groan. Are you here, and do you have a digital radio?
No.
Okay, your enthusiasm is overwhelming, but you're going to get one. It talks, does all kinds of things. You have a great time with it while you're out smoking, which you shouldn't do. You can put the antenna up and out in the snow and listen to it. It really is a good unit. And, Joni, we thank you very, very much for this donation. And that's what we will do occasionally. And I didn't know how else to pick it, but John is just always there, like tomorrow night when he's going to be recording a program and or playing it, whatever.
I really love mine. There's a lot of times I'll crank it up so I can hear it anywhere in my house, and I'll sit there. When the weather's nice, I'll sit outside with the radio on, the baseball game on, and it's really a nice radio, so congrats and enjoy.
Hey, Bobby, what did that first vendor have? Because my mom was using my computer, so that's why I couldn't log in until later.
Hey, listen, congratulations, John Bulia. Yay, I'm glad you won. I hope you enjoy it. I don't have one, but I hope you enjoy it. I know you listen to ball games and everything a lot, so I'm glad you won it. Yay!
The first vendor was Sea Crane, sir. They sell radio equipment mostly.
Could somebody explain the narrator radio and who sells it?
It has speech, so you can do your presets and you'll get your frequency. It has a clock in it, and has very good sound quality, and you can use it if you have an iPod. You can use it to connect your iPod, so you have speakers for that. It's a really nice radio. Best Buy was selling it. I don't know if they still do though, but I know they were the ones selling it initially.
No, you can't get it anymore. John has a very rare radio. And I hope he uses it in the best of health, enjoyment, and all stuff like that.
Now that I was able to get the mic, sounds cool. That's a nice.
Yeah. Hey, John, I hope you like that, man.
So you can no longer purchase
narrator
radio?
This is Carla. I came in a little late because I had to work, but one other great feature of the narrators, it's an HD radio. So if you have FM stations that have HD channels on it, and Pittsburgh has a lot of them, you'll be getting more radio stations that you never got before too. And that's, I really love mine.
It's high quality sound, very, very good. It's nice to listen to a baseball game in HD. And no, you can't get the narrator anymore, unfortunately. I did hear something about somebody's working on another window. Has anybody heard anything about that?
Hi, Carla.
I think it kind of fizzled. I don't know if they're working on it. Hi, Carla, and hi, everybody that I didn't say hi to. It's Joni Leonard.
So there's no vendors that sell it here in the States?
Oh, I was just going to say, and don't forget Radio Waves Wednesday night.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys, for... Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you, and we move on to our next segment of our program. We feature a very dear friend of mine and a colleague on the board of directors of Guide Dog Users Incorporated, my friend Vicki Curley, and she will be discussing the GDUI Jewelry Party, which is currently being held online through December 1, 2014. Vicki's phone number, should you want to call her about the party, and she'll say it again, I'm sure, 908-329-5135. Her website is www.mysilpada.com/Vicky, V-I-C-K-Y, Curley, C-U-R-L-E-Y. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my great privilege and honor to present a very hardworking and enthusiastic lady, my friend Vicki Curley. Vicki, welcome to Stocking Stuffers Part 1.
Thanks so much, Bob. It's great to be here, and this is really exciting. I have to do one thing before we start talking about the bling. I have incredible news for anybody who knows that I've been going through a cancer situation with my dog. I got the news today that my boy is cancer-free. So I'm incredibly excited. It's been a long road, but it's a wonderful and just a great thing to hear those two words, cancer-free. So I'm just really excited about that. Sapata Jewelry is an amazing company. They've been around for about 18 years, and they just from the very beginning have really wanted to bring forth quality in their sterling silver jewelry. And I signed on as a representative 1 year ago and have really enjoyed being a part of this company and seeing how they work. I am going to take a hiatus for at least a year to really focus on the work of GDUI, but I have really enjoyed working with some of the folks at Sapata and just seeing how much they care for organizations such as GDUI. And so my, as I've called it around here, my swan song party is going to be held at my home, and anybody who wants to come is invited, on the 23rd of November from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and we'll have all kinds of jewelry here and treats. And but the good news is that even if you're not able to come to my home, you can take part. And any proceeds that would have normally come to me will be going to GDUI. And we have had some orders come in already, and I'm hoping to see more, because not only is this a great way to start your Christmas shopping, but it's a wonderful way to help guide dog users. And there's all kind of wonderful things. We have done some exploration of the website, and it's quite accessible. The descriptions of the jewelry, the information about each piece. We did run into a little issue with the registration part of getting signed up to buy jewelry. We did submit information that was provided for us to Sapata, and I'm not sure if they were able to make any changes to that. But because that has been an issue, we want to make sure that everyone knows that they can contact me, and I will get them to Diana Carr, who is my upline representative, and she is wonderful, and she will do all she can to make sure that you know everything you need to know with regard to the registration process. She will just take you through it and take your order over the phone. Whatever you want, she can make it happen. And she really enjoys this very, very much. I should have gotten that phone number handy, but for anyone who wants to get in touch with her, get in touch with me through my iPhone phone number, which Bob Acosta gave you, and I will do that again, or I will also provide you with my email, and I will make sure that you get Diana Carr's information. Again, my home number is 908-329-5135. Again, that's 908-329-5135. And my email address is NJ, as in New Jersey, Tribe, and that's spelled T as in Tom, R, I, B as in boy, E, F as in Frank, A, N, as in Nancy, at yahoo.com. So that's NJ Tribe Fan at yahoo.com. Yes, I am originally from Cleveland, and I am a Cleveland Indians fan. So that's the inspiration for the email. I do hope that folks will avail themselves of this. We have all varying ranges of products. We also have, if you want to shop for someone and don't know what they might want, we have the gift certificates available, $25, $50, and $100. This way you can provide a gift for someone and they can do their own shopping on the site. So that's it in a nutshell. I think, like I said, we do have a few orders that have already come in, and I want to keep reminding people about this opportunity. The party will be open, the online part of this will be open till December 1st, because we want to make sure that the products have a chance to get to people before the holiday season. I'm really excited to be able to do this for GDUI. They are an amazing organization, and I am so honored and thrilled to be a part of Guide Dog Users.
Vicki, could you tell us a little more about the jewelry?
Oh, gosh. Well, Silvana is sterling silver jewelry. They have gotten into a little bit of brass. They use a lot of different types of stones and crystals. They range everywhere from very delicate to nice and big and bold earrings, necklaces, bracelets. In fact, one of the pieces that will be auctioned off in the silent auction this coming summer at the convention is one of my favorites, and it's a very delicate long chain with little crystals. Very sparkly and very beautiful. There's just every imaginable possibility for every taste. I tend to like the smaller pieces, the finer chains and the sparkly, crystally type stuff. I have friends who really like the more other stones, kind of that makes a little bit bolder of a statement type things. They have everything to fit whatever taste you have. All their pieces are 100% guaranteed. In fact, I just had a situation with my favorite chain that I just described. Somehow it broke, and I to this day don't know how that happened, but I returned it to Zapata, and within just a week or so, I received a replacement chain. So they very much honor the lifetime warranty on their jewelry. They have so much. I'm also a fan of bracelets. I love the different kinds of bracelets, and I have quite a few Zapata bracelets. it's so diverse. They have the nice big ones for folks who like the bigger bracelets, and then back to that delicate look, the silver with the crystal. So just whatever you like.
What about earrings, pierced or non-pierced?
Pierced earrings. The non-pierced, that's a very good question. I have to believe that they probably do have. Most of the ones that I've seen have been pierced earrings. I'm going to have to do a little research on that because I think maybe they might have some earrings for those who may not have pierced ears. Good point there. I'm gonna look into that. What else can I share? What else can I tell you about?
Do they have anything other than jewelry, such as maybe jewelry cleaners or?
Yes, they do. Good question. They have jewelry cleaning cloth. In fact, they give you an option to order one of those. You're bringing up questions that are really good ones, and I haven't seen any actual silver cleaner, but I think that that is a very good point, and I'm going to investigate that a little further. If they don't have it themselves, I have a feeling they would have a recommendation to would be asked to have to take care of your jewelry. Now, what I do is with my necklaces, I know a lot of folks have jewelry boxes with they can hang their necklaces on. I'm always afraid I'm going to get them tangled. What I do is I smaller Ziploc bags, and for my necklaces, I put each one in one of those bags. That way, it keeps it from getting tangled with any of the others, and keeps it more protected. The jewelry, same thing. You can get the small Ziploc bags, and I have my earrings in some of those small Ziploc bags. So I that's the way I like to keep my stuff protected. And anytime I travel, it's so easy. I just grab the bags that I want to take with me, and there I go. Have jewelry, will travel.
Can you give us some idea about the price range of your jewelry, of the jewelry?
Yeah, anywhere from $19 up to $300 or $400 for some of the bigger, more elaborate necklaces. So, degree of price range as far as the pieces. Of course, we are talking about sterling silver, so it's going to be a little bit more than another type of chain, but it is certainly well backed up by the company and supported. And like I said, you certainly can find something, $30, $40. I've seen earrings, I've seen, I just purchased a bracelet, and I think it was around $52. So, within, there is something for just about everybody's price range. And like I said, the gift certificates are really good, too, because if you certainly have a limit with regard to what you can afford to do for a gift or even for yourself, you get the gift certificate, and you have as much time as you need to use those, and certainly putting that to use after the holidays is a fun way to keep the fun going in January when it's cold and you want to treat yourself to something very nice. So yeah, every just about every ability there is, and oftentimes there are discounted pieces that are retired. So you might find something there. What's nice for what I've really been grateful for and appreciated is Diana is so willing to describe, even for someone who's having any issues at all with the website, if they contact her, she will describe anything. If you tell her, hey, this is the kind of stuff I tend to like. She's amazing. When I first met her, 3 or 4 or 5 years ago now, she took me all around. I met her at our Hunterdon County, which is where I live, 4-H fair. And she just took me all around her whole table and showed me everything. She's very patient, and she's just really great and very natural at this type of thing. I can see why she has done so well. And she's really thrilled to help me. She said she's sorry that I'm not going to be signing back on. But I told her, I said, don't count me out. Give me a year or two, and I'll be back causing trouble like I like to do. But I just need some time to really focus on, guide dog users and,
okay,
and
I
all
think
the
we
fun stuff with them.
Back to the studio and see if anyone wants to ask any other questions.
Well, first I want to say how totally delighted and happy about the great news about Valor. Absolutely. This is the best news of the whole year, and we all needed that. That's just great. Diana Carr, D-I-A-N-A, Carr, C-A-R-R, is the person helping Vicki, her dealer, 908-399-7342. 908-399-7342. So those who are not here and listen to the recording can get all the numbers and emails and such to really get on this. I take it, and Vicki will tell us that this is ladies' jewelry, no men's jewelry, but we'll let her tell us that. Let's see if we have any questions, Ron, please, up there from our audience.
Nobody's posted anything so far.
Well, then I'll ask the question. Do you sell men's jewelry as well?
There is a men's watch. There is a men's chain, which actually is a silver cross. I think there might be a few things coming. I've met quite a few men who ask me about that, and I think that there is an interest in, especially men's like the men likes the they like the watch. Of course, you know, if you're a blind or visually impaired person, the watch isn't going to help too much. But if you know someone who may enjoy having a watch as a gift. But the chain, and I actually purchased the cross, and when I saw it, I could see it actually, to me, looks like it could go either. You know, it could be a men's or a woman's. It's one of the few pieces of jewelry that I've seen that you could actually classify as unisex. Very beautiful, and I actually have that piece, and I really, really love it. And I always make sure that I wear it when we're hosting any parties, because it's really beautiful, and it can go to a man or a woman. I don't have any of the watches. I was considering getting my husband one of the watches, and he went off and bought his own. So I guess he loses on that end. But yeah, I'm kind of hoping that Zapata will come out with a few more men's pieces, because just because you're a man doesn't mean you don't care for a little bling every once in a while.
Sorry about that.
Okay, let's see, Ron, do we have any final questions, or is that it for the evening with this one?
Nobody else does.
Yes, go ahead, Ruthann.
Can I go ahead?
Yes.
Okay. One of the things that I've had happen sometimes at parties is that somebody will describe something to me. This is especially if I'm putting in an order. They'll describe something, and it sounds like something I would really like, but when I get it, it's really not what I would want. And it's not that I wouldn't want it, but could a person either exchange the piece for something else that they might like better, or, you know, would they be able to return, get their money back? Well, most of the time I'd probably exchange it, but, you know, sometimes
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, and I think that's I have had that happen to me as well. I remember I took part in an online auction, and they described a pair of earrings to me that just sounded absolutely beautiful. And I put a bid on them and actually won them, and they are, but they're not what I thought. And so that can happen, understandably. Diana is very, very good with regard, and the nice thing about working with her is you can have an actual conversation with her about the piece. In other words, instead of just hearing a description like I did for this auction, you can actually ask questions, you know, okay, so is this, what are the colors, or how big are the pieces if you're talking about a necklace, or are these earrings heavier? I tend to go to the lighter earrings. I prefer those. So that's what really helps with working directly with her. So if you look at a piece on the website and you're interested in it and you have questions about it, contact Diana, and she will just absolutely be able to help you. And chances are you won't find that will happen. But if it should, She will absolutely do whatever you need. If you want to exchange it for something a little different, absolutely she will do that. Replace it with a gift certificate or whatever you would want. And the company is really excellent about that. And so you would not have to worry about that happening.
Okay, I don't see any other questions at this point from either room.
Well, Vicki, on behalf of our Stocking Stuffers program, but on behalf of AccessibleWorld.org, we want to thank you so very much. Your enthusiasm just rings through. I can tell you that I, over the phone, met Diana, and she's not what you'd figure a high-pressure person. Very cooperative, very eager. She believes the product sells itself. She doesn't need to trick you, do anything like that. And she would never do that. I can tell you, we talked quite a while, and she was very patient with me and helping me with what I had to do, the business we had to do there. So, Vicki, we're going to give you the final word. And again, we thank you so much for taking time out from your busy schedule to be here. So you get the final word, please.
Thanks so much, and I do hope that folks will go on and look at all the beautiful bling and keep in mind that profit would come my way is going to go to GDUI, and they're a phenomenal organization that is really there to support dog guide handlers and their needs, and this is such a worthy place for the funding to go to, and I'm very honored to be a part of this, and please do not hesitate to contact me and Diana with any questions, any assistance that you might need, and enjoy the bling, and I wish everyone very, very, very Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, and just have a blessed holiday season. Thank you all so very much for including me.
Okay, well, this is great, and they're really into this. She's had the party going. This is a two-month party, and people are sending her orders. We're waiting now for Brent Harbel. This is the final one. I know we've had him fairly recently, but I like to help these new companies. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now entering the final segment of Stocking Stuffers Part 1. We feature the Harbel Company with its wonderful holiday items for sale. Let the Harbel Company help you with some great gift ideas and stocking stuffers for friends and family this Christmas. You will find one of the largest selections of unique and useful electronics and gadgets assembled in one place. Every item on our website includes an audio description. Audio descriptions, so you will know exactly what you are getting and exactly how it works. We have items to fit any style and budget. Grab something for a friend or family member, or just treat yourself to something special. Check us out by visiting our website at http://harbolt.com. Oh, I'm sorry, Harbolt, H-A-R-B-O-L-T, company.com. Or email us at sales@harboltcompany.com. Or you can always give us a call at 405-633-2572. The Harbolt Company would like to wish everyone a wonderful and blessed Christmas season. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my great privilege and honor at this time to introduce a really hard-working leader of his company. I almost won a Halloween grab bag. I missed by two numbers, but that's okay. We'll be back next year. It was so much fun. Okay, I'm so pleased to introduce Brent Harbolt at this time. Let me unlock this.
Well, I just wanted to say hello and thank you guys for having me here to represent the company today. I want to thank Bob and Accessible World. We've been doing this officially now for just a few months, and we've had a great a great reception and a great great feedback from everyone that's you know, purchased something from us. So we just want to say thank you for the support. We do appreciate it. Bob was asking me to do a few of, I guess, some of our favorite things that we have on our website and for sale this year, and then I'll open it up to some questions. I could, as Bob knows, I could talk for probably 2 hours, but I know I don't have that long at all. The tough part about our business is our items are constantly changing because we get in special buys of certain items, but what we have today we might not necessarily have you know, tomorrow or even a week from now, but we normally try to get enough that we have them for a while. But anyway, as like Bob said, we do a lot of electronics and things like that, and so some of the big things we do are headphones and speakers, and a few of the cool things that my favorites right now that we have is a JBL speaker dock, and this is it is a dock that has the Lightning connector for iPhones and iPads. The cool thing about this is it's big enough that you can actually dock your iPad. It actually will dock all of the iDevices with Lightning connectors, so it has a big enough indention in it and big enough docking area to be able to dock even the iPad Air or the iPad 4th generation or even the new iPads and so forth. But this is not just for iPods and so forth and iPhones. You can actually plug a 3.5 millimeter audio cord into the back of it, use it with any device, as well as it does have a USB port in the back as well, so you can plug your USB device. Say your phone has a case on it and you can't dock it, you can still use your iPhone cable and plug that in to the phone and actually, you know, be able to stream your music and charge the device at the same time, and you don't have to pull it out of the case. The cool thing about this JBL speaker, number one, it sounds phenomenal, and number two, it has a rechargeable battery inside it, so you can actually take it with you and run it from just the battery, and the battery runs, it's like 8 to 10 hours with the battery, so it's a pretty good battery life. But also, we are including a free Bluetooth receiver with this, and the Bluetooth receiver is also a speaker as well. So basically, this speaker dock becomes a wireless speaker with this Bluetooth receiver. So that's really cool. And I personally have one of these speakers, and it sounds phenomenal. I definitely can't go wrong with JBL. And so we have that on the website with the free Bluetooth receiver for $69.99. Now, most of the items on our website have free shipping. We do have some of the heavier items that we only charge $5 shipping for, so you won't ever pay more than $5 for shipping. This is a little bit heavier item. It's a big box. But anyway, this retails, just the speaker alone retails for about $199, I think, something around that area. It's pretty high up there, so we've got a really good price on these, and that retail price doesn't include the Bluetooth receiver either. So we've got that one. The other cool pair of headphones that we have right now that I really think is one of the neatest pair of headphones, it's a set of Bluetooth headphones. These actually go on your ear or almost over your ear, so they would be considered noise-isolating headphones. And you would the neat thing about these, not only are they Bluetooth, but they have touch control on the left side of the themselves. So you can actually take your finger, you know, turn the volume up. You just take your finger, touch the side of the headphones, and just flick it up, and it turns the volume up. Or flick down, it turns the volume down. Or just tap once on your on the actual side of the headphone, and it pauses the music. And so it's got some really cool gesture control that I think is really neat. It also has the physical controls if you prefer to use the physical controls instead of the gesture. But those are Bluetooth wireless headphones. They also can be plugged in with an audio cord, and they also are rechargeable. And We have those for $44.99 with $5 shipping, so it's really cool. Everybody that's gotten these headphones, they've been really impressed with them, and actually I was really impressed with the sound when we got them. The another speaker-related item, which is one of my favorite, and you have to understand that I'm a tech junkie, so it's hard for me not to keep one of every one of these items we get. Of course, you know, my wife would probably kick me out if I did, so I have to kind of pick and choose, but this next one I did keep one. And this is a Bluetooth speaker, but not only is it just a Bluetooth speaker, but it also has a micro SD slot to be able to play MP3 files from a micro SD card. It also has the audio cord so you can hardwire play music from it. But the neatest thing about this, well, it also has the microphone too, so you can actually take calls from it. And I want to mention also those Bluetooth headphones, they also have a built-in microphone as well, so you can take calls from those as well. But this Bluetooth speaker, I think the coolest thing about it, it has a built-in FM radio. You say, well, what's so great about that? Well, it has a button on it, so when you go from one area to the other, so say you're traveling and you go to another area, you can just press this button and it actually scans all of the stations in your area and locks them in. So then you can just press the up arrow or the down arrow and it skips forward to the next station or back to the previous station. Then when you go back to the area where you live, you can press that button again and it goes through and it scans those stations again and relocks in the stations that are back in your area. So I think that's really cool for you know, a blind or visually impaired person, because we can't see the dial. And, well, I mean, anybody for that matter, you don't want to sit there and have to try and, you know, find out what station it can come, you know, you can pick up in that area. So that speaker is really one of my favorite. I use that every weekend, actually, to listen to my football games and so forth. It's got a really good sound to it. It has some voice feedback. When you get a call and you're hooked up to that speaker via Bluetooth, the speaker itself actually reads out the number to you that's calling. Also, there's a mode button on it that you can press, and it tells you if you're in, FM radio mode or hardwire mode or whatever. So it's really a neat little speaker, and not to mention it sounds, you know, really good for it's a little bitty thing. It's maybe about an inch and a half to 2 inches in diameter. It's round, so it's small enough to easily put in a bag. The other thing that we have a lot of is we have a lot of mobile accessories. Have a lot of iPhone and an iPad and Android type accessories and things like that. Look at my list here. The one thing that we have right now that is probably one of the neatest mobile accessories is a Monster battery, but it's not a Monster battery, it's a Monster brand, but the battery itself is probably the thinnest and smallest and probably one of the lightest backup batteries you'll ever see, and it literally is wallet size. I carry this in my wallet, and you can actually, it's that small, you can carry in your wallet, your pocket very easily, your purse, whatever. It's about 1,600 milliamps, so it's not going to charge your phone up all the way, but it's going to give you probably about three-fourths of a charge. But one of the really impressive things about this battery is the fact that it actually charges really fast. So you could actually plug this thing in and charge up your device in probably 30 to 45 minutes top. So it charges your device really quickly. Doesn't, you know, some batteries, they take, you know, several hours to charge. This thing, if you were out, you know, needed a charge in emergency, you could literally, you know, charge up your phone halfway in, you know, probably 15 to 20 minutes. So it's a really nice little battery. It's a good brand. It's aluminum, so it's got its nice quality battery. It's built well, and it does come with the micro USB charging cable to charge the battery. You would have to use your own cable for your own device to charge it. to charge your device to plug into the battery. But everybody's got a USB cable, for their device at least. You probably have to, or you wouldn't be able to use your device. So it's and you can find smaller cords around to maybe carry in your pocket. I actually had one that I put on my keychain and just carried this whole cord on my keychain with it. So that's a neat little battery. Sold a bunch. Those are $39.99 and free shipping on that. And by the way, the Bluetooth speaker that has the FM radio, there's free shipping on that as well. The other thing that we have mobile accessory-wise right now is it's an Apple-certified kit that has the cable. It's a 7-piece kit, so it has a cable. It has a charging block for the wall. It also has an automobile charger as well, and it has a pair of earbuds, and it has 2 screen protectors, and a case that will fit an iPhone 5 or 5S. The screen protectors also for iPhone 5 or 5S. So, but all these pieces in here, all the charging pieces are certified, so you're not going to get those messages about your accessory cannot be supported and so forth because they are certified. So that's a neat little kit. You get a lot in that kit, and that's only $34.99 in free shipping. So, the cable alone from, Apple costs you $20, so it's a pretty good deal for the 7-piece kit there. Also, we were lucky enough to get a lot of the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus cases in. We actually had these cases before they even released the phones. So if you guys, anybody has a new iPhone 6 or 6 Plus, we have all our cases for $24.99 and free shipping. We also have a couple of glass screen protectors for the 6 Plus, and we also have some glass screen protectors for the iPhone 5 and 5C and 5S. So got some really good deals on cases and screen protectors. The other part of the business that we do is other kinds of things we have on our website. We have several computer-related items. Now, everybody has a computer these days, and so just a couple of the things that we have as far as computer-related items. We do have a 7-port USB hub, so if you were lacking USB ports, this thing would definitely give you probably as many as you'd ever need. Just plug it. Plug one in into your USB port on your computer, and boom, you've got 7 additional ports. The nice thing about this hub is that it has individual power switches for each port. So if you're not using, say, 3 of the 7 ports, you can just turn those off, and it's not pulling energy or bandwidth or anything to those ports. That's $29.99. for that 7-port hub, and then we also have a 4-port hub. That the 4-port hub actually supports the new 3.0 USB, where the 7-port hub supports 2.0 and earlier. The 4-port hub is very similar to the 7-port hub, but it also has the individual power switches as well. The only difference is it supports the 3.0 and it's 4 instead of 7. That's $24.99 in free shipping. One really neat thing that we have for computers and mobile devices, it's kind of an all-in-one keyboard. So it's a USB computer keyboard that you can plug into your computer, but it also has Bluetooth on it. So you could have this synced up to a device, and you can also have it plugged into your computer, and so you could be typing along on your computer, and so somebody sends you a text and you want to respond to them, but you don't want to have to switch keyboards or anything like that, then you just press a button on this keyboard, and all of a sudden now you're typing on your phone or your tablet or whatever, and then you're done typing on there with the same keyboard. You press the button and you go back to the computer. So it's a really neat little keyboard. We've had some of these in the past. They were the full-size keyboards. This is a lot smaller and thinner than the ones we've had before, and so this definitely could be portable. I mean, literally at the thinnest point of this keyboard, it's literally just a couple millimeters thick. I mean, it's super thin. The thickest point's only maybe a quarter of an inch, and that's just where the battery is. So this could definitely be, you know, thrown into a computer bag or laptop bag or what have you and taken with you. The keys are really comfortable to type on. They're nice and big, and they're just it's a really nice quality keyboard, and it's very functional for the fact that it does you can use it different ways. And that is $39.99 and $5 shipping on that.
Let's see, Brad, we want to be sure to leave time for questions because I know our people are going to be interested in, you know, some of these things.
Sure, I've just got two more things.
Okay.
Okay. The last couple things I wanted to talk about is one thing that we just got in the other day. It's a talking thermometer, and it's an indoor and outdoor talking thermometer, and you can temperature, it's completely 100% accessible, and it has a little cord with a probe that you can just hang out a window or just, you know, out of the screen or whatever, and you can press a button and it'll tell you the outdoor temperature and it'll also tell you the indoor temperature. The neat thing about it, you can actually set it to set, you know, an alarm to go off when it reaches a certain temperature. So you can have an alarm for an indoor temperature, an alarm for an outdoor temperature as well, so it can go off and tell you when it's freezing outside or something. So, but anyway, that's just kind of an example of what we have. We've got a lot of other things coming for the future. We get new things about every week. So I guess we'll just open the floor up for some questions.
Brad, great job. How much is the the thermometer? How much is that, please?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I forgot to mention. The thermometer is $39.99 with free shipping.
Okay, Ron, let's see if we have any questions, please.
Okay, I think Bobby Vinton has a question.
Oh, my question is about those the Bluetooth headphones. I'm just curious about, are they wireless? Like, for example, like I am looking for a wireless headset that I could actually use with my Victor Reader Stream. I have this device called the Victor, but what I want to be able to do is just put the transmitter in my bag, like if I'm traveling on a train or a bus or something, and just have the headset wirelessly running in my bag, like just put the receiver in my bag and have, you know, the receiver and the device and just have the headset. That's what I have been looking for. I've been looking for a wireless headset, so I'm wondering if this is wireless.
If the Victor Reader Stream, I'm not real familiar with all of the models. I think some of them have Bluetooth built into them. If yours has Bluetooth built into it, then it will sync up with these headphones just fine, and yes, they will be wireless. The other thing that some people have done, I just got through selling one of these to a person, is that you can actually get a Bluetooth transmitter that if your device does not have Bluetooth on it, like your Victor Stream, you can plug this into it, and it will send a Bluetooth signal from the device to the headphones. So either one of those scenarios, these headphones would work fine, and they would work great. And, yes, they are wireless to the sense of being Bluetooth wireless.
Yeah, I think the transmitter is what Bobby would need there with the Stream, because it doesn't necessarily have Bluetooth connection. The Book Sense does. Ron, do we have other questions, please?
I don't see any right now.
Well, Brent, the hour grows late in the East and probably where you are. Can you finish? We want to thank you again so very much, and I'll be in touch on, I know, one or two of these things. Can you give us your final contact information? And this goes all over the place, this recording, and I know people are going to be calling. And tell us the latest for shipping for Christmas, if you can, please. what's the latest we can order?
Well, I can tell you that the post office has been doing a great job, and I use them the most for pretty much everything, and normally 2 days, but I wouldn't cut it that close. I would say definitely want to order probably no later than the 21st.
It's over at 7, I'm sorry, which is 5 minutes. Okay, I'll be right down.
Yeah.
This was a 2 hour.
I'd say no later than the 21st to be sure and get the item to you. But like I said, even West Coast and East Coast, things are only running about 2 days with post office right now. Of course, things get you know, a little bit more busy during the holidays. But I do want to thank everyone for having us. We have a lot of fun doing this, and you can definitely see all of the items that we currently have, and be sure and sign up to our newsletter on the website, because as Bob can attest to this, we send out really good coupons and really good member-only sales and things like that, and we kind of give you the early scoop on things when we get new items, and it's for anything, it's just to keep you informed and also grab the discounts. So on our website toward the bottom, there's a box to sign up for the newsletter. The website again is www.harbolt, and that's HARB as in boy, OLT as in Tom, company.com. And the email address is sales@harboltcompany.com. And the phone number is 405-633-2572. And we do have, like Bob mentioned, we do have audio descriptions of all the items on the website, coming from a blind person myself. So you guys will know that these are accessible, and I'm able to kind of give you guys a way to look at it a little bit differently than somebody else would. So, again, we appreciate you, and we hope you come over and see us, and hope everyone has a safe and blessed Merry Christmas.
Brent, we want to thank you, and I can tell you that Brent and his lovely wife are neat people. They really go all out to get you your item quickly, and yet when I email Brent, oh, how does this work? What do we do? How do I do it? Or we call him. He's right there. Both of them are right there. We appreciate it. I want to thank you guys. You've been a splendid audience. We'll have part two of Stocking Stuffers next week. Thank you so much for coming.